The Rangers, World Series champs, will be defending their championship starting here when the regular season cranks up in less than a month. They're at Surprise Arizona spring training right now, and joining us from Surprise is the skipper, Bruce Bochy. Good morning.
Well, good morning, guys, and hope you are having a good morning.
We are so far.
We are. How's everything going for you out there in Surprise?
Oh, I guess it's going all right. I'm sitting here having my third cup of morning coffee and half of last night's cigar. Didn't want it to go to waste. Just kind of thumbing around some sausage links that I browned but lost interest in as I fell into a reflective reverie. But how are things going out there?
Well, it had to have been a great offseason for you. I mean, you get to celebrate a World Series championship for months.
Well, I mean, you know, celebrating is not something that I like to do for very long. There's always work ahead of you. To build another, you know, great team for this season, to get the fence mended in the North 40, and to finish digging the well. You know, there's a lot of stuff to do. But it is another spring training, and I always look at that as an opportunity to teach young guys, you know, how to be young men, wielding a bat and through the character-building activity of baseball. And that's what means the most to me. You know, when I was a ball player, I used to, you know, have my usual routine of spring training. I used to make my own bats out of hickory trees that I sawed down in the backyard using my own homemade bow saw. And, and then I'd whittle that down with my buck knife into something that was usable in front of the plate. So,
I never knew that about your playing days.
Yeah, just a little something for you.
Yeah.
Really amazing. This is Rangers skipper Bruce Bochy with us from spring training in Surprise. You feeling pretty good about this squad?
I am, Craig. I am. You know, I know that I'm kind of an old school, you know, baseball manager, one with a little hitch in his giddy up, but having that kind of paternal energy that makes you feel safe at night when something goes bump in the house. You know, and I know that my breath smells like a whiskey oak barrel and a piece of pepper jerky, you know. And you notice it most notably when I make a passing reference to my time in the service and the combat I saw, but you ask about it. And you'll ask about it 2 weeks later, and I'll shut you down on it then.
Yeah, I could see you saying something like that. Are you worried about the injuries on your team that you have going into the spring?
Well, of course, Corey and Josh are hurt right now, but, you know, they'll be in shape by the start of the season. Corey is, you know, he's obviously an exceptional talent, and Corey, you know, he always is reminding me of a well-laid-out, curated garage, you know, neatly arranged with older tools from Snap-on and the Craftsman V-Line, and all of them have been lovingly taken care of by a man who rarely shows his emotions, but did cry on two occasions, the day his grandson was born and the day when he heard John Wayne died. But well, that's Corey. I mean, you know, he's a future Hall of Famer, and he'll be productive for us this year, I have no doubt.
Well, I know you've got some pitching staff things to work through here in the spring, but all in all, it looks like you got another pretty good squad.
It's looking good, Craig. It is. And, you know, Wyatt Langford, very excited about him. Very promising young man. You know, he can make some noise with the bat, really put the ball in play and play with power and put us in a good position to win, you know. He's like a, you know, a fine 69 GTO with a second stage tune done by grandfather and grandson out when they're just bonding, not speaking too much. But
it's so descriptive of what kind of player he is. Well,
Yeah, go ahead, George.
No, you go ahead. You're the guest. You go ahead.
I think it's rude for a man to speak over someone, so I'll go ahead and be quiet and let you use your mouth.
No, I don't want to use my mouth. I want you to talk. You're our guest.
Well, I don't have much more time here to talk. I got to go take my horse down to the creek right now and get him watered, and I'll sit up under a willow tree with my dog-eared copy of the King James Bible and read for a little bit before I close the book and kind of glance at the heavens and think back to the lady that stole my heart, but I haven't mentioned her in 40 years, but think about her every day.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's there a creek in the Arizona desert, by the way?
Y'all take care.
Okay, all right, we'll see ya. There he goes, Bruce Bochy. It's 8:47 on the ticket. Let's talk about the state of the game of golf next.
The ticket has stars in our eyes over the new Dallas defenseman.
Tanny, Tans, and the Tan Man.
I could have guessed at least two of those.
Chris Tanev joins the Stars.
This kind of reminds me of the Max Domi trade from last year. You gave up essentially nothing to bring in a veteran piece that really just instantly makes your team
loading
better.
Up for another run at the Cup.
To give up so little to get exactly what they needed, that's... Yeah. That's genius work by Jim Nell.
When Stars news breaks, we talk about it. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Skipper, Bruce Bochy. Ah, I must have just missed him.